I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. His girlfriend infamously called him obtuse, and she can't stop calling me about Lucy Lucy apple juice. It's Watch What Happens Live with Casey Wilson and Tom Sandoval now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, and unlike last night's Oscars, you got yourself a host. But much like the ceremony, I too will play music when I think my guests are talking too much. When she's not starring in Black Monday on Showtime, which everybody loves, by the way, she is hosting the Real Housewives podcast, Bitch Sesh, and browsing the internet for Lynn Curtin Cuffs. Please welcome back Casey Wilson, everybody. And from Vanderpump Rules, it's Tom Sandoval. Hey, Sandoval. To see you. Wow, this is great. I mean, you, Casey, I know what a huge Housewives fan you are, and I know that over the last couple of years, you have gone deep into Vanderpump.
I'm deep in it, and I'm happy and proud to be here with a Tom.
Nice. Tom. And do you remember when the Pump Rules guys dressed in drag in season 5? Well, thankfully, tonight's bartenders are nothing like that. From season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race, which premieres Thursday at 9 on VH1, it's Honey Davenport, Scarlett Envy, Suga Khaine, and Ariel Versace. Great to see you. Get a look, good look at these ladies, because they are about to become superstars.
Yes.
Let's get started. Casey Rose Wilson. Tom made you that cocktail.
This is a signature Tom-Tom on the menu at Tom-Tom.
Yes. Wow, nice. Yes. Okay.
Well, it's wonderful.
Tonight, you are enjoying it. Tonight, Lala's feminist stance took a slight turn when her relationship with Randall was tested. Watch.
I am in Solvang on a girls' trip, not drinking wine, because Randall thinks when I drink, it's just a horrible combination.
Can we cheers, I guess, real quick?
Oh, you're drinking?
Yeah. So,
what's happening?
I decided to take a break from it.
Oh, you did?
The only thing that will be different is it's not going to be like, oh, we're going to be traveling on a private jet. Guess what, honey? There's a lot of dick out there for me to suck to get on a PJ. I'm just letting you know.
Now, is that a feminist? Just in the annals of feminism, where does sucking a dick to get on a private jet?
I've done it so many times.
Yeah. Last week, we polled everyone about if they think Kristen was still in love with James. And it was 50-50. And I just wondered, Sandoval, do you think Kristen is still in love with James?
I don't, but I don't understand, you know, this obsession, because it feels like somebody would be that way maybe like recently after they broke up.
Right.
But it's been like 2 years.
Right. She stayed obsessed with you for a few years after.
That is true.
That's because she's absolutely unhinged.
Right. Okay. But that's a possibility.
She's gotten better.
Love her as I do.
Yes.
Maybe it's just because she's changed her focus from me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe that's.
By the way, we also found out that Bo doesn't wear PJs because he gets wind boners. Sandoval, do you get wind boners as
well? I do not get wind boners. And I've been experiencing a lot of wind here in New York, and not once is it really.
You haven't boned up as a result of the wind.
Yes. I do.
You get wind boners. By the way, guys, stay tuned later in the show. We have not one, not two, but three Mystery Housewives callers on the line for Casey Rose Wilson.
Ooh.
Yes, it is going to be a mega game. I know you have questions for Casey and Tom. Before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Pump Rules, Kristen confronted her issues with her boyfriend, Carter, which we thought would be fun to watch with her ex-boyfriend, Tom. Let's do it. Watch.
How are you and Kristen doing?
We're doing all right.
You're doing all right?
You know.
All right is not good.
My issues are that you bark at me.
The first thing that you do is basically bitch at me for about 20, 30 minutes.
When I'm having a bad day, you're my boyfriend.
You have a lot of bad days.
It's like your way of highway, and that's not how it works, especially when I'm running most of the shit. Going to couples therapy twice over the last 4 months.
Exactly.
But
we also have to accept the fact
that's not working on it.
She always seemed to be on my side.
Okay, let's talk about this at another time. I'm gonna go outside.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, do you think Kristen and Carter should break up? Yes or no? What was your reaction to their sit down?
I think what they need is like a Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper-esque singing of Shallow.
Yes, okay.
To spice it up and connect.
Was any of that reminiscent of your relationship with Kristen, by the way?
Maybe a little bit. She seems a lot more concise and more reasonable in her emotions, I would say.
Oh,
and
when we
got in arguments, it was...
So it's gotten better.
Yes.
I'm not seeing the poll results on my monitor. What is the score? Oh, they're 93%. That's a landslide. Okay, went down to 92. Second, tonight, Lisa told the Toms that she was bringing in a mixologist to help with their drink menu, which made Sandoval so emotional that you can still taste his tears in many of the cocktails at Tom Tom. Watch.
You guys have drinks on the menu?
Yeah, Sly coming in. Sly is a mixologist.
She's gonna design the menu?
It's a slap in the face. The one thing that they could contribute was drinks.
If our drinks don't end up on the menu, dude, I don't know if I can be a partner.
See, this is what I was at.
Sandoval was like getting pretty heated, but he was like threatening to like be back out of this whole endeavor completely.
You need to have at least a couple on there. Sly, do you like any of their cocktails? How many of theirs got through?
10.
10, whoa. Guys.
Wow. Yes.
So, yeah, so they were all great.
Oh, that's great. I had no idea.
Oh. Okay. Here's what, now that we know the drinks are Sly approved, I have a speed round of questions about how the rest of the joint is doing. Tom, since getting more of your drinks on the menu, has Lisa given you more responsibility with other aspects of the restaurant?
Yeah, she definitely has, and I kind of take it upon myself to do certain things, you know, without being asked.
Sweep the floors.
I've cleaned up puke a few times.
Who's the most famous person to dine at Tom Tom thus far?
I would say...
Besides me.
Yes. Besides you.
You're like, who are you?
Pharrell was there.
Pharrell was there?
He had the nutcase and he had the cauliflower wings.
Wow.
Yeah,
cauliflower
and Chrissy Teigen, John Legend.
Yes.
That's huge.
Wow. Has James DJed at Tom Tom since the Daily Mail party?
No, but we don't have DJs very often.
The DJ's in the closet.
Yeah.
How would you say Schwartz is doing as a business partner?
I think he's doing great. I mean, he steps up whenever he needs to.
Since LVP is never going to give Kristen her job back at Sir, would you ever consider hiring her as a server at Tom Tom?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Would you consider putting Jax and Brittany's beer cheese on your menu?
Yeah, I would definitely consider
May
that.
Maul's beer cheese!
Thank you very much. I can't wait to spend more time at Tom Tom. Finally, Sandoval may travel with a tiny suitcase of booze and garnishes, but did you know Casey also brings her own Bravo baggage? Here's what, Miss Wilson, it's time for you to unpack your briefcase. Pick a briefcase and answer a question about the Bravo celebrities stuffed inside. Okay, pick a number.
Four.
Four. It is... Teresa and Jackie, thoughts on the ongoing fight between the two of them? Whose side are you on?
I'm on Teresa's. I love Jackie, but I felt like she didn't understand why it was rough to say your husband's in prison because of you.
Okay, pick another briefcase.
One.
Okay, one. Okay, Lisa and James, thoughts on Lisa firing James for his drunken antics at Sir? And do you think he cheated on Raquel?
I was devastated that he was fired, and he absolutely cheated on Raquel.
Okay, pick another briefcase.
Two.
Back to Jersey, it is Danielle and Margaret. Whose side are you on? Thoughts on Margaret pushing Marty in the pool?
Margaret is electrifying. She's a housewife for our time. I'm obsessed with her. But I also got a nice cameo from Danielle once. So.
Okay, pick another briefcase.
Six.
It is Nene and Greg. Thoughts on their tough disconnect recently and the tension over him being sick?
Honestly, you guys are handling the storyline beautifully. I've been just crying watching it. I love Nene and Greg, and they're in my prayers, and I love them.
Okay, pick another briefcase.
This is going to be a transition. Five.
Five, yes, it is. Still in Atlanta, Eva, Shamari, and Tanya. Good fit for the show. Are you enjoying this year's group?
I'm loving it. Portia is my all-star, but I love Shamari, and I'm Eva. I like a little bit different style, but I'm loving them all, and especially the hibachi girl in Tanya's house.
Tanya, yes, okay. I guess three is the last one, and we are at Dorit and Lisa. Thoughts on the dog drama so far? Are you on a side? Any thoughts?
Mm-hmm. This is a hard one. I love animals, so I might say Lisa, but I don't know what's doing there.
Okay.
The employees are up to stuff.
Maybe you're on
Lisa's. I'm on the side of Lucy.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brief Casey. I appreciate it. Couple quick questions before we go to Berg. Erka 314. Tom, did Jordan Woods really apply for a job at Sir?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Casey, Holly D, do you think Lala would be with Randall if he didn't have a PJ?
No.
No. Okay, we already answered this. Tom, Trisha 2001, what did Tom think about Jax going into hysterics over girls being present at their guys' night? Was that an overreaction?
Maybe a little bit, but I see why. You know, he's obviously been in those situations before, maybe not handled it the right way. So,
right, yes. Yeah. Let's go to Lee from Chicago. Hey, Lee, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Andy. Love you. I've been watching since day one.
Thanks.
My question's for Tom.
Okay.
Tom, since you and Tom invested $100,000 into the business, which is a lot of money, but in the end, it's a small pittance to what it costs to build a bar and a restaurant.
Slam.
Or a bar and a restaurant.
Well, in L.A.
You're in L.A.
Yeah.
However, do you feel that Lisa kind of manipulated you guys with bringing in a mixologist?
Do I feel like she manipulated us?
Yes.
Look, I obviously was very excited to work on these cocktails, and when Lisa told me that, I immediately started working on it. You know, Schwartz and I would take multiple trips to the liquor store and, you know, buy the craziest stuff off the shelf.
Do you feel manipulated?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you guys signed an actual term sheet with her yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Casey. Casey, I love you in all the right ways. And
Thank you.
I know you and Danielle prefer to avoid hosting Housewives on the podcast, but you did bend the rules to interview Kyle. So I'm curious if you were to bend them again, who would be your first choice?
Lenithia.
Nene.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I would love to have Nene.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next week on Vanderpump Rules, Jax apologizes to Ariana while also giving her relationship advice. Sandoval, you want to guess how that goes? Here you go. Here's a sneak peek.
Hey, I just want to say I'm sorry for all that crap. I feel really bad. It was a simple question about having kids.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
It's a normal question. I was like, you know, you plan on having kids, yada, yada. He was like, yeah. So you're going to get a house with somebody. And that's pretty much says you're gonna spend the rest of your life together.
Well, I'm buying that house. And if he wants to leave, he can buy me out and I'll stay there.
Oh, now all of a sudden, Jax Taylor is the authority on relationships and being on the same page. Pull your head out of my vagina and worry about yourself.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
That's your girl.
I love her.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, as co-host of Bitch Sesh, Casey spends hours upon hours talking Real Housewives. But how good of a listener is she? We're going to find out. I'm so excited about this. We're going to play Mega Mystery Housewife Callers. We have not one, not two, but three Real Housewives on the line. Each has their voices disguised right now. When I say go, you will ask the first one yes or no questions until you can guess her identity. We will stop the clock. You will be able to say something pleasant or not pleasant, whatever you want to them. We will turn the clock back on, and then we will go through it again. If you can guess all three in 90 seconds, you win a free cocktail at Tom Tom, a prize I have not cleared with Tom or Tom, but I will get into that later.
Okay.
First Mystery Housewife caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Okay, let's start the clock. Questions start now.
I'm honored to be in your presence, whoever you are. Are you from Atlanta?
No.
New York?
Yes.
Okay, have you worn Giovanni?
No, I will never wear
Giovanni. Do you own a home in the Berkshires?
I do not have a house in the Berkshires, no.
Okay, do you like skinny things? Skinny
I do snowboard. Like skinny things, but I'm not a skinny girl. And
okay. Do you like to freeze your eggs with your mom and talk to them, your embryos?
I love to freeze eggs and talk to my mom about
them. Oh my God, are you Tinsley? Yes!
Okay, very good. Wow. Anything you need to say to Tinsley?
I love your mom, and I'm sincerely with you on your journey with fertility.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm still working towards that.
I'm so happy, and I love you on the show.
Okay, Tins, I just watched your episode of the Big Apple Circus, and I will say it will go down in Housewives history.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Tinsley Mortimer. We are going back to the game. There are 61 seconds remaining on the clock. Mystery Housewife number two, are you there?
Is your name Teresa?
No, are you there?
Oh. I was ready.
Mystery Housewives caller.
Yes.
Okay, she's there. Okay, let's start the clock.
Okay.
Go.
Are you from New Jersey?
I'm not from New Jersey.
Okay, what about Beverly Hills?
No, but I've been there like once.
Okay, Atlanta?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, is your name Portia?
Tell her what you want to say to her.
Portia, I'm obsessed with you. You are the Lucille Ball of our time. Congrats to you and the Hot Dog King. I love you with all my heart.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love you!
Okay, very good. All right, guys, we have 44 seconds left on the clock.
Okay,
let's go. Next housewife, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the clock starts now.
Okay, are you from New Jersey?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Do you fight with your sister-in-law?
No.
Did you call someone said that their lips were like a monkey's asshole?
I did.
Are you Margaret Josephs?
Say to Margaret.
Margaret, I love you. I want to get these going, and I love the love that you have with your husband. I find you so relatable and winning and fun and sweet, and I really
Casey,
think
thank
that,
you.
I won't get into that, but I love you so much. And when you pushed, oh God, that scene at the pool was truly revolutionary.
Thank you, Margaret Joseph. Thank you, Portia. Thank you, Tinsley. Well done, Casey. Monday about, because I am dying to watch.
It is an 80s Wall Street comedy with Don Cheadle and Andrew Reynolds and Regina Hall.
I'm done. I am so into it. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Madonna and Lady Gaga for making up and embracing in this now iconic photo from Madonna's Oscar after party. Oh no, that was the joke. I know Gaga sings Born This Way, but the look in Madonna's eyes makes me worry that she's going to die this way. Meanwhile, we have obtained exclusive reports on what Kim Jong-un meeting with Trump will look like in Illinois this week. We ruined it. Okay. Our jackhole also involved Lady Gaga. It goes to this intimate moment between her and Bradley Cooper last night at the Oscars as they sang Shallow. It was amazing, but they kind of ripped off the intimate moment once had on this show between Danielle Staub and lesbian superstar Lori Michaels. Look, I mean, I'm seeing a very similar... Now I see where this happened. You know what? Shallow's looking real close. To real close.
Hot.
Are you still hopped up from that?
I'm not coming down anytime soon.
Yes.
I'm shaking.
You were excited to talk to Portia and Margaret and everybody. I want to thank Casey, Tom, and our queens. Hey, everybody. We're back with Casey Wilson from Black Monday, Sundays at 10 on Showtime. Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules. Behind the bar, it's Honey Davenport, Scarlett Envy, Sugarcane, and Ariel Versace. RuPaul's Drag Race Season 11 premieres Thursday at 9 on VH1. So I have to imagine, as queens from America, the goal at this moment is to appear on Drag Race because it really does catapult your career, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
and so this was it as fun and exciting for you actually being on the show, or was
Drag Race is like it's like the gay Disney World? You got RuPaul, you got glitter, and you got tequila, so you got everything there that you need to be.
Oh, they do give you tequila.
Oh my gosh, yes. Untucked is real.
How do you think you get through Untucked? Right.
The cocktails are real.
Very good. Just like here. Let's go to Paulina from Texas. Hey, Paulina, what's your question?
Hi, I'm Paulina from San Antonio, Texas. Hey. So my question is for Tom.
Okay.
Do you regret dating Kristen?
No, not at all. I mean, I learned a lot, and I don't regret it.
Miami girl.
Miami girl.
Yeah.
What about that?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Let's go to Allison from Brooklyn. Hey, I forgot what that even was about. Sometimes worthless information becomes worthless information. Hey, Allison, what's your question?
All right. My question is, Casey, if you got to pick the new Skinny Girl flavor cocktail, which cocktail would it be?
I would say Skinny Girl. What's this now?
Oh, that's the... That's the nutcase.
Skinny girl nutcase.
Yeah, I like that.
I like to see a collaboration.
A collab.
Yeah, collab.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We have a recipe for a 100-calorie pina colada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look out, Beth.
Let's go to Kaylin from Massachusetts. Hey, Kaylin, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I was just wondering, my question is for Tom. I was wondering, Tom, why would you buy a house with Ariana when you guys don't want any kids and don't want to get married?
Well, I mean, to us, that's the commitment that's important for us. You know, like, we don't need to,
What is this, Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Are both of your names on the deed?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
It's 2049 commitment. it's a commitment to 2049.
Oh,
okay. A 30-year commitment.
I thought you meant it wasn't 50-50, it was 2049. Oh.
I was
like,
what's the other 31?
Yeah. So does Lisa Vanderpump hold the 31?
Yeah, she holds the 31.
Yes. Okay, I have some more personal questions that maybe I'll save for the reunion. Let's go to Lindsay from West Palm Beach.
Hi. Hello, Andy. Blessings to you and your little angel, my darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is for Casey. Casey, well, do you think it's a good idea not to sign a prenup for Britney with Jax?
For her to not sign?
Yeah.
I think she should be signing everything she can. Just in case.
I think prenups are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? And by the way, he should maybe sign one for her. You never know.
Jackie P wants to know, yeah, Meemaw's beer cheese. Jackie P emailed, Tom, do you and Ariana's fights usually end with makeup sex?
Not always, but sometimes.
Benjamin S. Moore 1, Casey, as a comedian, who is the funniest housewife intentionally and funniest accidentally?
Funniest intentionally, Nene. Funniest accidentally, Teresa?
Did you see the reunion?
Yes.
Did you see her say, you have no compassion in it? Yes. Tom Shirley, with a lot of numbers after her name, wants to know how many bedrooms and bathrooms your new house has.
It's 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms.
Ooh, wow. Where is it? It's in the hills?
It's in Valley Village.
What street?
Do you live?
Didn't your Facebook post the Bitch Sesh? Didn't Bitch Sesh post our address?
What?
Maybe they did or something.
Oh, I will say there are some psychotic people in the Facebook group. Okay. Unaffiliated. We're unaffiliated.
Oh, yeah. They call into this show sometimes.
Yeah. Yes. I love the fans, though. I do.
Right. Melissa G.
I thought that was your... Is that...
Oh. God, you've been so friendly thinking I published your address.
No.
No, she's saying it's a subgroup of her fans that she's not affiliated with officially.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Melissa G. Facebooked us on the Walkabout. Casey, if you were on SNL, if you were back on SNL now, what political figure would you want to play?
Sarah Huckabee?
Scott S. wants to know, Casey, which Housewives performance ranks number one in your eyes?
Oh, absolutely. Melania is in her recent.
Really? That is hilarious. Tom, do you think that Jax has changed?
I think his priorities have changed. And, you know, I feel like people are fundamentally the same, you know, but their priorities change. And he now, you know, he used to, friendships to him used to be something that were expendable, relationships, you know, were something that, and now he prioritizes.
He slept with your girlfriend and you were his best friend.
Yes.
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 Right.
He values his friendships now more. He values his relationship more. And so that's how he prioritizes his life.
I'm sorry, Andy. I value this friendship, and I just want you to know, I did not publish your address.
I know, it's okay.
I so mad.
I know, it's fine.
I'm just horrified. Sorry to circle back.
That's okay. That's okay.
We weren't done there.
All right. All right. I want to thank the queens from Drag Race. I want to thank Tom, and I want to thank Casey Wilson. Everybody watch Black Monday, Sundays at 10 on Showtime, or you can watch it at Showtime On Demand. Listen to Bitch Sesh, the podcast. Very funny. And watch out for Honey Davenport, Scarlett Envy, Sugar Cane, and Ariel Versace. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges. that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200 million. $200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.